Every year, I think it's in Wildwood, New Jersey, the National Marbles Tournament is held. And it seems like every year it's a Pittsburgher and often a Lawrencevillian person that wins. And that's true today. We have the, are you the queen? The reigning queen?
Yeah.
And Madison Johnson is here. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 14 and I'm going into ninth grade. It's called Trinity Christian Academy. And I went to Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy.
Excellent. Where is Trinity Christian?
It's in Florida. I'm moving to Florida.
Oh no! You're taking you're taking the big trophy with you to Florida. What part of Florida are you heading to?
Delray Beach, Florida.
Lucky you. Are you excited about that?
Not as much as my mom is.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got a lot of friends here, right? You've
yeah.
lived here for a long time. When did you start playing marbles?
5 years ago.
Okay, so you would have been about nine, and what got you into it?
My mom's friend, she used to play whenever she was younger, and so she got me into it.
A lot of folks don't even know that marbles is something you can play. When I was a kid, we would just roll them around and, you know, do things sort of freeform, not anything in particular. How do you play?
So you get a board, it's 10 feet in diameter, and you have a circle on the inside, and you put 13 marbles in the center of the circle in an X shape, and you shoot from outside of the circle. It's called your shooter marble, and you shoot into the...
Into that X.
Yeah.
And is it all level, the board?
Yeah, it's level.
Okay, so you've got this wooden board, 10 feet in diameter, and then an array, I guess, of seven marbles in one line, six with one right in the very middle to give you 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then is your goal to get all those marbles?
Your goal is to get like seven marbles in one shot, but one shot could be like your shooter marble hits one of the marbles in the middle out of the circle and your shooter marble stays inside of the circle.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that's really good. You want to do that every time.
You want your shooter marble to be inside the circle, but what do you shoot with?
It's called like a shooter marble. You have like a marble that like fits your hand.
Okay.
To shoot.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
This is all, is it really customized to fit your hand? It's one you've chosen that fits your hand especially
well?
Yeah,
our coaches have like a whole bag, like it's like the shooter bag, and they have a whole bunch of marbles that fit our hands.
Let's talk to Dan Lagamba, who's here, and you're a coach for this. So I'm picturing like a bowling ball with finger holes in it, and everybody needs a particular weight or maybe a particular color. But you couldn't put little teeny holes in a marble. How big are they different in diameter or weight? What makes an appropriate shooting marble?
Yeah, so you want to make sure that it fits into their thumb, and they can't be any larger or any smaller than 5/8 of an inch, and they can't be any bigger than 3/4 of an inch in diameter.
I've got a lot to learn. How do you shoot? I'm making a fist.
You put your thumb like right here, like in this middle part of like this bottom part of your middle finger, like that, and you like wrap it around, like just close your fingers, and then your marble fits right here.
Oh,
on top of your thumb.
This is so different. Okay,
and
so
you flick out your thumb.
You bend your thumb in towards your palm.
Yeah, and you close all your fingers.
And you close all your fingers. You touch your thumb to your wedding ring, basically.
Yeah.
If you've got one, and you close. If you're right-handed, do you shoot?
Your hand goes flat on the ground
flat.
Like this,
okay.
And this would be like on the ground giving you pressure, like this.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that gives you. That helps you get your stance, and then. Oh,
and
I got it.
And then you flick out your thumb.
And then you flick out your thumb and go, boom, like that. And that's going to loft the marble up a little.
Well, you go like this and, like, you have to put your hand. You end up putting your hand, like, flat and it depends, like, what kind of board it is.
This is the greatest radio in the world, isn't it? We're trying to illustrate how you shoot marbles. Okay, so my hand is palm down.
Yeah.
I am going to curl. I'm going to put my thumb in and touch it to my ring finger, and then I'm going to make a fist over it, and then I've got like a thumb that
yeah
can
and
go,
then you
boom.
Your marble would be like right on the knuckle of your thumb and your in this part of it, and then this would be holding your pointer finger would be holding it in,
okay,
yeah, like that, and it'd just be like right in here,
what in there
no in no. front of your other finger.
Now, but I can see this area that you put the marble in, the fit is pretty important depending on how big your hand is. It's all starting to make sense to me now. So that's the shooter marble. you shoot or flip your marble in, and you're saying you hope that it stays in the circle. Is that right?
Yeah, you have like a circle inside of the board, and you shoot from outside of the circle for your first shot, but you want to hit one of the marbles in from the middle, and you want to hit them outside of the circle, but keep your shooter in the circle.
Okay, so you keep what you hit outside of the circle.
Yeah.
Now, if your shooter's in the circle, does that mean the next time you shoot, you get to shoot it from there?
As long as one of the marbles in the middle go out. It's like you have to knock a marble out to stay in.
You're very patient. You'd probably have to be patient to play this too. Okay, so you make your first shot. You hit a marble out of the
circle
that's within, and that means your shooter marble is in the circle. So now you can shoot from within the circle and knock, hopefully, one of those. It's a lot easier, I guess, because you're close. Knock one of those marbles back
out. Yeah, you can only shoot from where your shooter marble stops.
Okay, like golf. So you shoot from where the marble lies. Now, if you don't get a marble out on your first shot, which is probably a rarity for you since you are, after all, the reigning queen, having won the National Marbles Championship. If you don't get one out, what happens?
It'd just be the next person's shot, like the person you're playing.
Okay, and does it come around if they miss?
It's five. You have five shots in a game, like five.
Okay.
It's like innings.
Wow, this is something. You must like it. You clearly like it. So what was the road to the championships like? Did you first have to win in Lawrenceville?
Yeah, we do a county tournament at the courthouse downtown, and the top two boys and top two girls go to New Jersey and compete against people from around the world, in the USA.
And Dan, you've been coaching for a while?
Yeah, I've been coaching for almost 20 years now.
How did you get into this?
My story is a little different. I happened to be on vacation when I was 9 in Wildwood with my family, and made friends with the kids that were shooting in the tournament. It was the same week. And they said, hey, you should try this, you know. So the following year, I said, okay, well, I tried and competed and when I was 10, and the rest is history. I've been doing it for the last 25 years.
Wow. And is it easy to get kids to learn and to play?
So the county holds what they call practices and clinics every month or every year, starting around the beginning of March. We go to schools and malls and different organizations, and we get kids that way to learn and to participate. And then once, you know, they show interest and things like that, we teach them, and they come down to the county tournament, and they can compete to go to Wildwood.
Has marbles pretty much been played this way for a long time? You may not know the answer to that, but...
I know that the tournament's been just turned 95 years, so it's been played like that since 1922. But I'm sure it goes well before that.
Now, the shooter marble is special. Are the marbles inside of the inner ring all identical?
Yeah, they're all the same size and the same color and everything.
Because I can remember as a kid, now that I think about it, you would play, basically, I forget how the rules went. If you'd like to call us and tell us, your marble memories, seriously, let us know, 412-200-5975. But the idea was you would get like the other person's marble and you would get to keep it if you hit it in a certain,
that's not the way you play, I know.
But I seem to remember, and maybe it was just the way my brothers would take all my marbles since they were older than me, but that you would hit them and keep them. And there were different types of marbles, like Aggies for agates and other kinds. But it sounds like these are all regulation marbles, almost like a pool table in the pool balls.
So the type of shooters that they use are Aggies or agates. You know, a lot of them are stone marbles. Some of them are glass shooters as well that you can use. All sorts of different materials that you can use as shooters. But yeah, the game that you're referring to is called Keep Season.
Oh, how do you play that?
That you basically just draw a circle in the sand, throw the marbles out there and you alternate turns, and whichever ones you hit outside the circle, you keep.
You keep. Yep. So you can go after somebody's special marble or even their shooter, I guess,
exactly.
If you want to. But that's not as much fun as winning a discipline tournament like Madison Johnson has done. She's joining us and is sadly about to leave Pittsburgh to go to Florida. But will you have family back here?
Or? Yeah, my whole family's here except for my uncle and cousin.
Well, it'll be good to keep in touch with friends. One thing I'm wondering about is, I like this because it's a, we'll call it, you've heard of slow food. You know, people talk about slow food. You know, instead of getting fast food, let's have something you put in a crock pot that took forever to cook. This is sort of a slow game, right? It's very different than something you're going to play with a video console or computer, and clearly you like it. What appeals to you about it?
I just like that it's not like super loud. Like it's more calm than other games.
That's a good way of putting it. Do you play other games?
I play volleyball, and that's really, really different compared to marbles.
I'll say, yeah, the balls are bigger for one, and there's only one of them. Seriously,
yeah,
that is a totally different game. Plus, you've got the team aspect. Well, congratulations. That's an amazing feat to be the reigning queen. Now, is there a king, too?
Yeah, he's from Ambler, Pennsylvania. He's more Philadelphia.
Do you think you could beat him?
I don't know.
I don't know if the queen and king ever play one another. They have to be compatible, I guess.
Yeah.
So what else do you like to do?
Whenever we go to New Jersey, I like hanging out with the people, like, after marbles is over, like, the day's over when we're done playing.
Have you been to New Jersey a lot to do this?
Yeah, I've been there every year I've played.
So there's probably people you've known for years
that
you see every year.
Yeah.
And what about outside of the world of marbles?
Just walk around, like, the neighborhood, or go to, like, a base, like, the Pirates game or something, or just calm down.
Yeah, have you thought about, so you're just starting high school, I guess, coming up, right? Have you thought about what you might like to do after you get out of high school?
No, my mom yells at me about it all the time.
I think you've got plenty of time to do it. How exciting. How would people get involved, Dan, if folks are listening and would like to learn? Allegheny County has a great program, right?
Yeah, so Allegheny County is where runs a really great program for us. Every year, I think around the end of February, beginning of March, on their County Parks and Recreation's website, they will have where our locations are going to be for clinics and things. And if anybody wants to get involved, it's really to go to those clinics and come visit us, and we'll be happy to show anyone how to shoot marbles and how to get involved.
Very good. I was just looking to see if I have any songs about marbles. I found one. it sounds like a great way to relax and just enjoy time. If you're playing with a friend, you can probably talk a little bit too. Anything else you'd like to add about your experience, Madison?
If you do play marbles, just don't, like, give up on yourself, because if you do, you probably won't get there, because that's what happened my other few years. And this year, I was, like, determined to win. So if you keep it in your head, then you will.
I have a question. If you take a turn and you miss all the marbles, so your shooter might just, almost like a scratch in pool, your shooter might end up outside of the big circle, are you penalized at all, or do you just...
No, you just... Then it's just the next person's shot.
Okay. And if you shoot and are lucky enough to get one to come out, do you get to go again, or is it the next...
No, it's like if you hit a target marble out, like one of the marbles in the middle, and your shooter goes out of the circle, then it's just the next person's shot. Like, that'd be 1 point.
Okay, but if yours stays in the circle...
Then you get to shoot again from that spot.
Okay, so... You could run all the marbles if you were really, really good. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Wow. All of a sudden, it's there should be a whole bunch of games like this. This sounds fun.
And, yeah.
I wonder if older people would probably be great marble players too.
Yeah, there's actually a tournament for anybody that can't compete in the Nationals anymore. It's a little bit of a different game. And it's held every year, first weekend in August in Cumberland, Maryland. It's called the Gene Mason. It's called the Mason Cup. And it's a little bit of a different game. It's called Ringmaster, where instead of playing to 7, you actually play to 50.
Ooh.
And it's a setup in the same type with the 13 marbles and an X. This time, though, however, if you hit the last marble out, you get to break the next rack. And you alternate shots back and forth until one of you hits 50 marbles.
Nice. You think they'd make it a Mason jar instead of a Mason cup at the end of it.
Right.
Madison, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to say or any shout-outs?
No, that's it.
Well, I hope your move goes well. When are you officially heading down there?
Right after Maryland on August 8th.
Well, good luck to you. And thanks to both of you for being here, Madison Johnson and Dan LaGamba. And Madison is the national marbles champ of all the land as a result of her victory. That was just a couple of weeks ago, too, right?
Wasn't it a week or two ago?
Yeah. So congratulations to you and best of luck.
Thank you.